It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder Naturalists with Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We just heard a Townsend solitaire singing at the base of the hill here, right at the border of Boulder and the foothills. It's singing its territorial song, which is a nice warbled phrase. They sing this territorial song throughout the winter to define their territories, which are usually centered around Rocky Mountain juniper trees.
This is a treat. A lot of times we come searching for something and we never find what we're looking for, or we go for several hours before we find it. We had just barely gotten out of the car when we heard the solitaire sing its one-note song.
Its call note is sort of a... One of my friends calls it Johnny One Note.
And I think it's that Johnny One Note song that really catches your attention and distinguishes it from other birds, because no other bird does anything quite like that.
Here it is, Carol. It's right behind us at the top of this locust.
Oh my goodness. Right out there against the bright blue sky. And it looks almost white from this angle because the lighting, but how beautiful it is. The Townsend solitaire is in the thrush family, so it looks a little bit like a robin, but it has a very upright posture when it perches, so it has a more slender silhouette. It's kind of a soft, pretty gray color with the white eye ring and wing bars.
The warbled song, if you know a house finch's song, it's almost like a house finch that doesn't take a breath because solitaires will just keep singing and singing.
I think one of the reasons I like it is it is one of the very few birds that actually sings its beautiful song during winter. The other one that I really love is the American Dipper, and it will sing in the middle of a frozen creek. And of course, it's courting time for the great horned owls.
And they're defending their territories. Dippers are defending territories along creeks, and solitaires are defending territories around juniper bushes. That's pretty much true of all winter singers. They're defending against birds that might want to come and take their foods.
The name Townsend solitaire is appropriate because in winter, the bird does tend to be solitary, whereas it will pair up in the springtime and you're more likely to see two of them. But it's not a bird that ever flies around in flocks like robins do. In winter, we'll see flocks of sometimes up to 100 robins, but that doesn't happen with the solitaires.
Solitaires not only defend their fruit larders in the winter against other solitaires, they often will chase off robins and waxwings. And sometimes a flock of robins will descend into a juniper bush and start feasting, and the solitaire is just sitting there looking forlorn as it can't keep up with all the robins that are eating all of its berries. So this solitaire has defined its territory around this house that has a lot of juniper trees around it.
One study suggested that they need to eat between 42,000 and 84,000 juniper berries to survive the winter.
Junipers have been getting a bad name recently because of fire and their very flammable trees, but let's not discount their importance for wildlife. So if you plant them responsibly around your yard, you should be able to still provide for solitaires.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.